Chapter 25. Abraham took another wife, and her name was Keturah. She bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Madon, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan became the father of Sheba, and Dedan. The sons of Dedan were Ashurim, Letushim, and Lamim. The sons of Midian, Ephah, Epher, Hanok, Abida, and Eldaya. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham gave all that he owned to his son Isaac, and to the sons of Abraham's secondary wives, Abraham gave gifts. He sent them away from Isaac his son, while he was still living, eastward, to the east country. This was the length of Abraham's life, 175 years. Abraham breathed his last, and died in a good old age, an old man and satisfied, and was gathered to his people. Isaac and Ishmael, his sons, buried him in the cave of Machpelah, in the field of Ephron, the son of Zohar the Hethite, which is near Mamre, the field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth. Abraham was buried there with Sarah, his wife. It happened after the death of Abraham that God blessed Isaac, his son. Isaac lived by Beer Lahai-Roi. Now this is the history of the generations of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar the Egyptian, Sarah's servant, bore to Abraham. These are the names of the sons of Ishmael, by their names, according to the order of their birth: the firstborn of Ishmael, Nebaioth, then Kedar, Adbeel, Mibsam, Mishma, Duma, Masa, Hadad, Tema, Jater, Nefish, and Kedema. These are the sons of Ishmael, and these are their names, by their villages, and by their encampments, 12 princes, according to their clans. These are the years of the life of Ishmael, 137 years. He breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. They lived from Havilah to Shur, which is near Egypt, all the way to Ashur. He settled near all his kinsmen.